This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly and Dan Wilson with you on a Friday morning. This is, I mean, Black Friday is what today is entitled. And this is a Black Friday for me. I mean, I'm co-hosting with Dan Wilson.
Wow.
Francisco Rojas is producing.
Yeah.
This is like my nightmare.
Is
the
me
day
hosting
after Thanksgiving.
It's a pretty good nightmare.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you two love to bother me. You two love to nag me.
You're pretty easy to nag.
And I envision that being the case for the next 4.5 hours here. We're taking up till 2:30, Black Friday football, Chiefs and Raiders today.
So. I could not be more fired up.
Sorry, Buzz. That was kind of unnecessary.
You really took the, you know, you really unleashed there in the first 30 seconds of the show. I could not be more happy, on the other hand. I'm going to try and bring a ray of sunshine, some positivity to the show. I, for one, happen to love working with Fran. I enjoy working with you as well.
Stop. Nobody loves working with Fran.
Everyone loves working with Fran.
Let's be honest. We can be honest here.
I can't wait to go 4.5 hours, toe-to-toe, arguing everything that's big in Philadelphia sports right now. And it's fun to be on this side of the glass, actually sitting next to you. Usually we have a buffer zone. Now we're 5 feet apart. This is great.
Yeah. Well, I prefer to have the buffer zone.
I know you prefer to have the buffer zone.
So there's a lot to get into throughout the course. What did you say, Francisco?
Because you're scared.
Scared of what? What am I afraid of?
You're scared of him?
I'm not afraid of me.
You're scared of both of us.
We just hold him accountable, Fran.
This is the thing. You two are like two nagging little brothers to me.
Once again.
You bring it upon yourself.
That's what you are.
It's not even 10:01. Again, little brothers, no. Younger brothers,
maybe. Okay, fair enough. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Big show today as we are filling in for Joe and Hugh. We'll have Seth Joyner coming up at 11 a.m. today. We'll talk to him about the Birds. Huge game for the Eagles this weekend as they go down down 95 to Baltimore, take on the Ravens. Really big game, 4:25 on Sunday. But where we're going to start is with what we saw yesterday as not the best day of football, I would say. I mean, Giants-Cowboys, that was a rough watch at 4:30. Somewhat of a close game. That game just felt like it went forever. Packers blew out the Dolphins last night.
All the games went forever yesterday. The halftime shows, they were like close to four-hour games.
Yeah, what was the guy, Shaboozy? Who did the
Lions? Shaboozy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lions, and then it was Lainey Wilson, and I'm forgetting who she did it with at halftime of Cowboys Giants.
Okay. You a big Shaboozy guy there, friend?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just knew his name.
I just assumed that you weren't.
I was a Shaboozy fan?
That you weren't a Shaboozy.
You would be correct to assume that.
Yeah. Yes.
But the country, right?
The most entertaining game of the day was this Lions game. Lions beat the Bears 23-20. We'll get into the hilarity at the end of the game with the Chicago Bears and how horribly they mismanaged the end of that game. But I'm watching that game. And, you know, we look at the Eagles and we look at the Lions as their biggest impediment going to the Super Bowl at this point. That the Lions are the team that's standing in the Eagles' way, that they are the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC. And I think in this city, we have kind of built the Lions up into something they're really not. Because I watched that game yesterday. I do not think the Lions are like markedly better than the Eagles in any way. I think when you look at these teams, they both have good offenses. They both are built around the running game. They both have quarterbacks who are more game managers than anything else. Good coaches, good coordinators. But overall, I think the Eagles are a better team than the Detroit Lions. And if I had to bet right now, regardless of where the game is, I don't care if they're playing it in Philly. I don't care if they're playing it in Detroit. I don't care if they're playing it, you know, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, doesn't matter. I'm picking the Eagles to beat the Lions in a potential NFC championship game and want to know if you had the same thought coming out of yesterday. Are you afraid of the Lions? And, I mean, who do you think's the better team right now? Who would you bet on to go to the Super Bowl if you needed to? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494 because I'm going with the Eagles. And I think, Buzz, we have built the Lions up into like this powerhouse, into this real threat. I mean, I know they went to the NFC Championship last year. They have a really good record the last 2 years under Dan Campbell. But I watched that team yesterday, and we watch the Eagles every week. I just think the Eagles are better all around than Detroit is.
So overall, yesterday was not the Lions' best game. Bit of a weird spot. The Lions on Thanksgiving has been like a tradition as old as time. Feels like they almost always lose, except for this year when they were 10-1. They're actually the varsity game. And the year they played the Eagles and they blew them out by 31 points. All right, other than that, usually it feels like a weird game, a game they generally lose. It's a short week, so the margin, maybe you didn't get their best performance yesterday. But overall, this is a team who has won a good handful of their games by a wide margin. As we know, Dan Campbell likes to run up the score. I'm not where you are. I'm not ready to say that the Eagles are the favorites in the NFC. If you want to say that the Eagles could go toe-to-toe with them, fine. I do think it matters where this game is. I think the fact that the Lions are currently 10-1, are one game up in their conference record, matters. I think they're really, really good at Ford Field. I think it would be a huge deal if the Eagles could find a way to get that game, that NFC Championship game, a potential NFC Championship game here at the Link. But I'm looking at a team that is generally well-coached, a team that has a defense that has allowed fewer points per game than the Eagles have so far this season, and I think they are by far the biggest threat to the Eagles getting to the Super Bowl. I'm not ready to say the Eagles are quite on that level, or that they should be the favorites. I think the Lions, in particular, if they do get that number one seed and have home field advantage, the NFC runs through Detroit.
I get it. And if you want to get into 215-592-9494, like, obviously you want the number one seed. And I think it's more than anything. I don't think it's as much about where the game's going to be played as much about getting
less game.
Right, getting that bye.
Yeah.
And that's been proven over the last couple of years, especially in the new playoff structure where only one team gets the bye. It's important.
It's a huge
deal.
It's
shown to be important. But I watched that Lions team yesterday, and I do feel like, we have made them out to be like the 49ers of last year. I don't think they are that. Like, I don't think this Lions team is a terrifying opponent. Like, I get that you'd rather have the game in Philadelphia. But if you told me that we could fast forward 6-7 weeks, whenever it is, and the Eagles are playing the Lions in an NFC Championship game, and they're playing in Detroit, I am picking the Eagles to win that game.
Already.
I am picking the Eagles to win that football game. I think they're better. I think these teams are comparable in a lot of areas. But where I think the difference is, Buzz, is the Eagles' defense is just better. Like, that Lions' defense, the Bears stink. They gave up 20 points in that game. And if it's not for Matt Eberflus's incompetence, they might lose that game. I don't believe that it's like, oh, well, if you got to go to Detroit, you're doomed, or it's going to be this huge mountain to climb. If the Eagles go to Detroit, I think they're winning that football game.
All right, so I don't think they're doomed. I think this would be a close game. I think regardless of where the game's played, it would be a razor-thin margin, which we can get into throughout the course of the show. You know that I have concerns about Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni in a razor-thin margin type of game. We're going to get a little taste of that on Sunday, because I seriously doubt this Eagles-Ravens game goes more than one possession in either direction. But when I look at a potential matchup with the Lions, I mean, you're just definitively saying the defense is better. As I said, they've allowed fewer points per game than the Eagles have this season. Like, the defense has been a real strong suit. I understand that they allowed 20 points to the Bears yesterday, and we all probably as a country paid more attention to the Lions yesterday because they were in prime time, their annual Thanksgiving spot, than maybe the course of the season. But look through their scores this year. Their offense has consistently put up like north of 30 points. Their defense has consistently held teams well below the league average, less points than the Eagles so far this season. Like, I think the Eagles would struggle to put up points at the same rate that they have all season long against a team like the Lions. I think the Lions' offense would probably give the Eagles more of a test than they've seen maybe all season. I mean, this Ravens game is going to be tough, but in the NFC all season. And I think Dan Campbell's a great coach. I know you're a Nick Sirianni fan. We disagree on Sirianni. I think the Lions would have the coaching advantage in this game, playing one less game. I think it's a huge deal. I'm just not where you are to say that the Eagles have jumped the Lions yet. I think they are still that number one team.
But I think the head coach thing is a perfect example of what I'm talking about here, as far as how we build the Lions up. Because we look at, I feel like, and not just us in Philadelphia, but I think everywhere, people look at Dan Campbell, look at what Dan Campbell's doing.
Sure.
Look at the way he motivates
the organization
players.
Sucked for 30 years.
Right.
They finally have a good coach.
Look at how they're playing for Dan Campbell. What is the difference between Nick Sirianni and Dan Campbell? Like, I don't see much of a difference. I think they're both very good in the roles that they have. They delegate to their coordinators. Their coordinators are really good as well. And they're both aggressive game managers. I think, you know, when you look at these teams, they're a lot closer than we've kind of made them out to be here. And when you talk about the defense, Buzz, and I think this is something that is important to remember here. And I think we don't focus on it because obviously we're not watching the Lions every week.
Each and every week, yeah.
The way we're watching the Eagles every
sure.
week. But you look at the Brandon Graham injury. And we've talked yes. a lot about that and how are the Eagles going to replace Brandon Graham. It's a big loss. And I don't think it's just a big loss in the locker room. It's a big loss on the field. But when you look at the Lions, they're not the same since they lost Aiden Hutchinson. Like, that is a massive deal. You're looking at him. He might be, I definitely is, in my opinion, a top five player in the NFL as far as on the defensive side of the ball,
sure.
difference maker.
Yeah.
Without Aiden Hutchinson, that defense is just not the same.
No, I can buy that. I can buy that it's not been, but I mean, it really hasn't, like, looking at their win-loss record, you wouldn't be able to tell. Looking at their, how many points they're allowing in a general game, you wouldn't be able to tell. From an eye test perspective, sure. Like, I would feel much better about the fact that the Eagles don't have to worry about Aiden Hutchinson in a potential NFC championship game. But, like, I just don't know how you could watch the Lions this season, whether it was yesterday on Thanksgiving or on Red Zone or whenever they're in prime time, and say to yourself, like, they are not in their own class. I think the Eagles have recently stamped themselves into this tier that they're in. I think they're on, you know, the door, knocking on the door. It looks like they're going to be the two seed. I mean, we'll see how the rest of the season plays out. But for me to say, like, the Eagles, like, for me to say that the Eagles have jumped the Lions would, A, in my opinion, they'd probably have to be the number one seed. Like, they would actually have to definitively get the number one seed because, A, playing that less, one less game is a big deal. Two, having the home field advantage is a big deal. We've seen how good Jared got. I mean, they got really bailed out on the schedule this year. He's playing, what, 13, 14 games indoors. They might not have to worry about it. Like, he literally might get to run through the rest of the season here. I believe they go to Green Bay later in the year. So he'll go to Lambeau in the... Or no, they already went to Green Bay.
Well, they play at home against Green Bay next week.
They play in Chicago. They play in Chicago later on this season. But other than... And then they go to San Francisco, which is outdoors, but generally pretty warm in California. Like, he might not have to win more than one more cold weather game the rest of the season. Like, he might not have to really win a big game outside of Detroit the rest of the season. That defense might have, that crowd, by the way, gets loud in Ford Field. Like, that's a big deal. Like, they might have the crowd on their side the rest of the way here. For me to say, and I understand your point about losing Aiden Hutchinson, I understand your point about that they have looked definitively different, and we don't know what the Eagles look like without Brandon Graham just yet. I tend to think that they're going to be generally okay, but we haven't seen it. Like, they just lost their best pass rusher. The Lions have a proven concept that they're still the best team of the NFC. We haven't seen the... And the Eagles are going to have less time to adjust, by the way, too.
So, fair to say, Lions are the one seed. Eagles-Lions NFC Championship game in Detroit. You're taking Detroit to win that game.
If the game was being played today, I mean, sure, maybe I'll feel differently a month and a half from now, but we're doing a show here on November 29th. Today, if that game was in Detroit, I think the Lions would deservedly so be about a 3 or 4 point favorite, and I would give my edge to the Lions.
I'm taking the Eagles. 215-592-9494. But want to know, if we are in that situation, Eagles got to go to Detroit, NFC Championship game, who are you taking to win that game? I think it's the Eagles. Obviously, you prefer to have the bye. You prefer to have the one seed. Eagles are going to need some things to happen for that to be the case. It's honestly looking pretty unlikely here when you look at tiebreaker scenarios. The Eagles would probably need Detroit to lose two, maybe even three games. But if we're talking about Eagles going to Detroit for an NFC Championship game, who would you take in that game? I'm taking the Eagles. I just think the Eagles are a better team. I think we have made the Lions into something that they're really not. I think they're good. I don't think they're great. I think the Eagles are better. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. We've got a side topic we'll get to in a few minutes here. But when you look at this weekend, Buzz, obviously a big game, Eagles-Ravens in Baltimore. Eagles coming in 9-2, Ravens 8-4. They are still in the mix in their division at this point. They really have an opportunity to potentially win the AFC North. And I want to know if people think it's important for the Eagles to make a statement in this game. Because when you look at it from a standings perspective, if we're talking about you know, games you could afford to lose here, this is probably up there with the Pittsburgh game. I mean, they're AFC opponents. They're not going to factor into tiebreakers nearly as much. But I think this is an important moment for the Eagles to make a statement here. They've won seven in a row, but there are still those questions about the strength of schedule. It's not like they played a lot of the best teams in the NFL at this point. Do you think it's important to make a statement this weekend? Because I do. From that perspective, I want to see them go down and beat a good team.
I think it's gravy if they do, but I'm not going to lose. Like, if they lose a close game in Baltimore, a game they are the underdogs in, the Ravens are favored by 3 points in this game. It's one of, I think it's only the third time all year, and I expect to be the final time, all certainly in the regular season, that the Eagles are underdogs. If they go down and lose by three, like, I don't think that's the end of the world. That's kind of what the point spread was telling you. That's kind of what is expected to happen here. I think Baltimore's a really tough place to play. I expect this to be a really, really close game. And I frankly have a tough, when I look at the remainder of the Eagles schedule, like, conventional logic tells me that they're not going to win out. Like, it would be unbelievably impressive if the Eagles won out. That would ultimately be, what, 13 in a row to finish 15-2? I mean, then you probably are looking at the number one seed. This is the toughest game remaining on the Eagles schedule. I think this is a quote-unquote more acceptable game to lose or understandable game to lose than the Pittsburgh game, because it's in Baltimore. It's not in Pittsburgh. Like, It's the best AFC opponent they're going to face. It's the best opponent they're going to face all year, actually. And it's on the road. Like, this feels like, of all of the games, level of difficulty, this is the highest. So therefore, if they're going to have another loss, which I believe they will, I would imagine you believe they'll have another loss at some point. I'm not counting against the Cowboys, the Giants late in the year, if those games don't mean anything. This feels like the game probably happens.
I don't know if they will. And this is something I got to get to here.
Sure.
Because I'm driving around for 2 minutes yesterday on Thanksgiving, going to a nice breakfast at my in-laws yesterday.
Sure.
And I hear 2 minutes
Aunt
of your
Jackie there, by
I hear
the way?
2 minutes of your show. No, we're going to be getting together with Jackie's family today down the shore.
Oh, excellent!
But you using the term acceptable loss, I am so tired of hearing about acceptable losses. Oh, well, you can afford to lose this game. There's no acceptable losses. You're going for the one seed. You need to win every game
all right,
you can.
Tally.
Oh, the Eagles are going to go down to Baltimore. Oh, and if they lose 30-27, it's an acceptable loss?
Okay.
What is going on here? You're soft, Buzz.
I'll obviously be bummed on Sunday as we're sitting here during the post-game show if the Eagles have lost this game. I will be impressed, very happy if they go win in that Ravens game. But you think they're going to win out and go 15-2?
Why not? Why shouldn't they? They're better than every team they play.
You think they're better than the Ravens?
I do think they're better than the Ravens.
Why are the Ravens favored in this game?
Because they're at home and yeah,
okay,
I mean, they're
and
favored.
The minus three, that means they're relatively even.
It doesn't mean that the Eagles shouldn't go down there and win.
It means the margin's going to be razor thin.
Yes, and it's going to be a close game, but acceptable loss. Like, I'm not telling you the Eagles are locked to win, but I'm not going into this game thinking, oh, yeah. You know, if they do lose, we'll get them next week. What is this mentality?
I don't play for the team. I'm telling you how I'm honestly going to respond. If they lose a close game and like Nick Sirianni doesn't make some really bad game management decision, like Coach Eberflus yesterday, or Jalen Hurts doesn't turn the ball over multiple times in this game, like, they play a generally solid game, they put up a strong fight, and they lose a close game, they lose to the Ravens,
They
lose the game, and they finish with three or four losses on the year. You're going to look back and be like, wow, what a disaster that Baltimore game was.
No, I'm not going to tell you they're dead to me if they go down there and lose, but I'm not going into the game thinking, hey, you know what, if they put up a good fight, that's going to be a satisfactory outcome. No, because I will be watching the game, and if the Eagles lose that game on Sunday, I'm going to be irritated and I'm going to be upset.
It will be, of the 17 games on the Eagles...
What are you laughing at, Fran?
Settle down over there.
Of the 17 games on the Eagles schedule this year, it is... If you want to say there's no such thing as an acceptable loss, fine. It is the most acceptable loss. It's the closest thing to an acceptable loss they have.
Great. So
it means it's the toughest game they have. It's an AFC opponent. It's on the road. Everything is stacked for it to say, okay, it's a big statement win if they can get it, but if they don't, they're not totally screwed standings-wise. It's understandable based upon what the point spread is telling you, and it's understandable because of how good the Ravens are.
I get it. I hate the term. I hate the term acceptable loss.
Well, you're just
loss.
A true
there
football guy.
There is no acceptable loss. losses. Yeah. You're going for the
17-0 every year.
You're going for the one seed, man. And if you need to be 15-2, you need to get to 15-2. You need to win all these games at this point. And
of course,
I look at this Eagles team.
I want the one seed too. That'll change my thoughts on if they're better than the Lions or not.
And that's why they need to win this game, and they need to keep this streak going. 215-592-9494. But also want to know, you know, the Eagles Lions. Are you picking the Eagles if they're playing an NFC Championship game in Detroit? And also, do you agree with Buzz that this is an acceptable game for the Eagles to lose? That if they go down to Baltimore and they play tough, and they play give a tough effort, is what you said, right? They lose 34-31. Are we going to?
I'm not giving participation trophies, but it matters if they lose 30-27 or 30-0. Not all losses are created equal. Right. If they lose on a Justin Tucker 60-yard field goal and we say, wow, that was one of the games in the NFL this season, they just ended up on the wrong side of it, but we still feel good about the team, no one should call into the station on Monday and be like, wow, that was one of the, some horrible loss. No, it was a close game. Sometimes you, as good teams, lose close games. I don't think they're going to win out. I think this is probably the most likely game they have remaining to lose.
I don't see any reason why they can't win out. I think this team's that good. They're playing that well. They've hit their stride. No acceptable losses. 215-592-9494. In a minute here, we will get to our side topic for today. But first, let's get it started on the phone lines. Let's go to Derek in Trenton. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how you doing today? I agree with you. It's very stupid for someone to say an acceptable loss or even close to an acceptable loss.
Let's not get into name calling here, Derek.
You've definitely called me stupid.
I didn't call nobody a name. I said the statement was stupid.
Okay,
so let's
fair.
Not get too sensitive, okay?
Okay.
I'm just
Tom.
Saying that it doesn't make sense, especially for a fan of that team. Now, as far as Baltimore goes, the Eagles, I believe, are going to dominate that game. Baltimore did not impress me one bit. As far as the point spread goes, tell that to the Green Bay game. That 3 points didn't make that game even. That doesn't mean anything as far as who's going to win or lose either. As far as us facing off against Detroit, I believe we are the better team. We're healthier. We have CJ GJ, who I'm sure is going to have something to say during that game. Probably going to be running wild all over him. And I think we can win out, with the exception of a couple like dud games at the end of the year. I mean, yes, is Baltimore our hardest game to this point? Yeah, I agree with that. But I definitely think we're a better team than that. And I don't think Jackson has anything really left in him, to be honest with you.
Derek, you think they're going to dominate this game? Like, like a two-score victory in Baltimore?
I think they're going to dominate this game. Yes, I think that they're. I'm not saying they're going to dominate it score wise. They're going to win the game, but they're going to physically dominate this game.
So they're going to physically dominate, I guess, every opponent remaining they have in the season and run into zero adversity the rest of the way.
No, I'm talking about this game, and no, I.
You
just
said it was
said
the toughest game on their schedule.
They might have a few exactly. And I said they may have a few throwaway games at the end of the year, which if they lose, they're losing them out of throwing it away, I believe. And
yeah, I'm talking games they've been
trying. On the beginning of the year, I was very skeptical about the Eagles, even during their win streak. But each week I watch them, I feel that they're strong. They're getting stronger each week. The defense on the Eagles right now is at their peak. With or without Brandon Graham, they're at their peak. And I really honestly feel that Baltimore's offense is not going to move too much on them. I mean, they're going to score some points, no doubt. Okay, but I do not think that they're going to take this loss this week.
Yeah, I hear you, Derek, and appreciate the call, man. And I'm more where Derek is, and this is kind of why here. Like last Sunday, that kind of changed the way I view this team. Like, I started to look at the Eagles after they won that game Sunday night and the way they beat the Rams and the way they physically did dominate them. And basically in the second half, they just came out and said, okay, enough's enough. We're better than this team. This game's over. I think this is a special team. And I think they could rip off, I don't know, what would it take, 13 in a row to win it all here? Like, I don't think this is a situation where, oh, you need to get a bad performance, you need to get a loss out of your system. I think this team's that good where they should go out and win pretty much every game they play because they're more talented than their opponents. I think in a lot of situations, they're more well-coached than their opponents. I believe the Eagles are going to go into Baltimore and win that game on Sunday.
I didn't say they need to get the loss out of their system. I will be.
I know. That was me projecting because the afternoon show was talking about that.
I'm not saying they need to get it out of their system. I will be actively rooting for the Eagles to win on Sunday, and I hope I hope I'm wrong. I think they're going to lose a close. There are close games in the NFL every week. We might forget that around here because the Eagles have dominated so many games, as you just mentioned, which speaks to how good of a team they are. But when good like the Eagles' schedule, let's be honest, has not been that great. You know, we're talking about the Rams and that statement win they had on Sunday Night Football. The Rams are now below 500, right? And the majority of wins the Eagles have had so far this season, the teams they've played since the bye, yeah, I'll say the Bengals was a legitimate win, but they're not some great team in the NFL this season. They had a good win over, there's another team.
Washington.
Washington was probably their biggest game to date, and they've now they lost another game since. So, it's to the Cowboys who stink. The Eagles overall, I think the Ravens are better than both of those teams. I think it's the toughest game they've had. That Washington game was also at home. This is the toughest test this team has faced yet. And in the NFL, I just find it, if they go down to Baltimore and dominate that game, then the Eagles might just be capable of dominating any team in the NFL. I struggle to believe that they will dominate. I think it's going to be close. I think it's been a while since the Eagles have played a truly, evenly matched close game. I'm not talking about where Sirianni or the Eagles mismanage the clock and allow the Jaguars back in it. That doesn't count. I'm talking about a real blow for blow fight. We haven't doesn't really feel like we've seen one of those this year with the Eagles. Certainly not since the bye, and certainly not since the team has been playing this well. I think that's what we're in for on Sunday. And if they're on the wrong side of it, I'm not going to throw my hands up and say this was horrible. Yeah, sometimes it happens.
I'll throw my hands up. I'll be freaking out.
I know you will.
If they lose that game. But want to know two questions starting the show here. Eagles Lions NFC Championship game, even if it's in Detroit, who are you picking in that game? Buzz is still picking the Lions. I'm picking the Eagles. I just think the Eagles are a better team than Detroit. And I think we built Detroit into being something they're not. They're a good team. They're not a great team. They're not the 49ers of last year. I think the Eagles are better. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. And this Sunday, and it's hard for me to even repeat the term. Is this an acceptable loss for the Eagles? Are you going to go in to this game thinking, hey, if the Eagles lose a close one, if they lose on a Justin Tucker walk-off, it's okay. We'll get him next week.
We got Seth Joyner at 11. Should I ask him if this is an acceptable loss or not?
You can do it at your own risk. I'm not asking Seth Joyner that question. If you want to ask him,
if he ever spots me in the hallway here, I might not live.
Yeah, no. I don't think Seth would handle that question very well. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly and Dan Wilson in for Joe and Hugh today. Why are you playing this song, Fran? What are you doing? Turn it down.
Doesn't it make you want to sing along?
This song is terrible.
First of all, you have proclaimed that Black Friday, that's when Christmas music becomes acceptable.
Yeah, I'm still not a fan. I would still prefer December 11th, 2 weeks before
December
Christmas.
December 11th?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a little too late.
2 weeks before Christmas.
Dan told me this is your favorite song, so
I hate out
at 10:30.
I despise this song.
It's a good song.
It's way overplayed.
It's a good song. Though.
We can all agree on that, right?
It's overplayed for a month and a half every year. And you hear it everywhere you go. It's already, I agree, people starting Christmas music before Thanksgiving is a little too early. But to officially ring in the holiday season, it is Black Friday, which means by all accounts, in my opinion, we are now officially into Christmas season. I thought we would play your favorite song coming back from
break. Great. This is exactly what I meant when I opened the show.
That we're teaming up against
you? Yes, that you two are conspiring just to annoy me today.
Well, I'm just saying, you're the one who said it out of the gate. It's not like anything happened. You could have just started and, did your own thing. But you're like, no, I'm going to deal with this thing.
I hate this impression you do with me,
that's who you are. That's what you sound like.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, thank you. You just proved me right. You essentially proved me right. Because I'm guessing this was pre-planned, was it not?
Oh, I went to Fran when I first got in this morning and said, I need Mariah Carey at 10:30.
Exactly. So thank you, guys.
I can't believe you don't want to just jam out to
Mariah Carey?
We could play Christmas music the whole show.
Yeah, no thank you.
It's
officially ring in the holiday season.
We've heard all these songs a billion times. That's the thing. Yeah, I mean,
Lane takes a million times. It's the same thing.
Shut up, Fred. My God. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. And my lame take today is that the Eagles would beat the Detroit Lions in Detroit in an NFC championship game. And want to know if you agree. Do you have a fear of the Lions? Because I watched that game yesterday. And I'm just watching that team play. The Eagles are better. The Eagles are better than Detroit. They're similar in a lot of areas, but to me, the difference is the defense. And that Detroit defense, they are just not the same without Aiden Hutchinson. They're not the same team. And if the Eagles played them in a championship game in Detroit, fully believe the Eagles would go win that game.
Would you agree that the difference between the Lions and Eagles is marginal? Like, they're pretty close. Would you agree that they're relatively the same level?
Yeah, they're relatively close. Okay. I think the Eagles are better, though.
Okay, so when we're looking at two teams atop the conference who are relatively close, you said yourself in the first segment that having the number one seed in the modern-day NFL where only one team gets the bye has proven to be noteworthy, has proven to...
Yeah, it's important, sure.
To be important. So if the difference between the two teams is like pretty close, you know, the slim margin, so to speak, and one team is the one seed and one team would be hosting the game, is that not enough to give you some level of doubt that the Eagles, at the very least, should be underdogs in a situation like this?
Not when I think the Eagles are the better team. And I think the Eagles are the better team. And our Twitter question of the day today, the Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center, your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Who would win if they faced off in the NFC Championship game in Detroit, the Eagles or the Lions at WIP Midday Show on Twitter? I say the Eagles. Buzz, you say the Lions.
I say the Lions.
Yeah. And let's fix the phrasing there, Fran. It's supposed to be in Detroit, the question.
Oh, did I mess it up?
You messed it up.
What did he do?
You were too focused on annoying me with Mariah Carey.
Did he not include the in Detroit part?
Yes, he didn't include the in Detroit part. 215-592-9494. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. Also, Buzz is okay with the Eagles losing this game. Are you okay with the Eagles losing this game on Sunday? I'm not. You need to win. And yeah, I'd feel much better if you got the one seed. You get the one seed and you have that bye.
Then they do have the inside
track. And you have
the
game in Philly. Then you're in great shape. But at the same time, you think that's such a big deal, but you're saying you can go to Baltimore and lose this game? What are you talking about?
I do think it's a big deal. I do think it's a big deal. I'm just saying, and that's why I want them to go get the number one seed. I hope they do win out. I just, conventional logic is telling me they're going to lose it at some point here, and I'm not going to like freak out if they lose.
Well,
I'm not going to freak out if they go to Baltimore and lose a game that they're deservedly not favored in.
I believe that's nonsense. And I believe the Eagles should be expected to go down there and win the game on Sunday. And I think they will. 215-592-9494. You'll want to get in. We'll get back to the phones in a second here. But did want to throw out a side topic today. Because, and this is off something I got going on at home recently. Now, when you are in the situation that I am in, you have very little like TV time to yourself.
To yourself, yes.
Like, my time to watch TV, watch games and stuff is at night. My kids go to bed. I have a 3-year-old son. I have a 2-year-old daughter. And one thing recently that they have been, and they go through phases with different shows, movies and stuff they watch, whatever. But recently, it's astonished me that we put on The Wizard of Oz for them last week because the new movie Wicked is out.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm like, oh, well, I'll put on The Wizard of Oz, see if they'll watch it for more than 2 seconds. Because they like the newer stuff. They like the newer shows. They don't like the older stuff.
Sure.
They are obsessed with The Wizard of Oz now. And
wow.
Both of them. Like, they will just sit on the couch. They want to watch this movie nonstop. You know when The Wizard of Oz was made?
In the 30s, right?
1939.
Wow.
85 years ago. I mean, and I feel like this is a movie that has spanned generations as far as, like, kids just love it. I don't know what it is about it. Usually, as time goes on, like, things age out. And
typically, yes.
People, kids don't get as into it anymore. But for some reason, that movie just ages perfectly. And that's our side topic today. What's something that ages well? It can be, I don't know, it can be a show, movie, whatever. Anything, any walk of life. What is something that ages well? Because for a movie, like, what else from the 30s is still popular?
Yeah.
I feel like The Wizard of Oz, for kids of any age, they just love it.
I can't come up with another one. I got two quick answers for you. One's in sports, one's out of sports. One's topical this week. Unfortunately, he got injured. Hopefully, we haven't seen the last of him. I would say Brandon Graham has aged quite nicely. Year 15, playing as maybe the highest level. That might have been one of the best games of his career on Sunday. And he's doing it in year 15 in the NFL, where typically guys don't play that well for that long. This was supposed to be his retirement season, we thought, remember before the season, we're like, oh, he's still got to contribute at some type of level. How much are you going to get from him? He was the Eagles' best pass rusher. He is aged like fine wine. So I would say Brandon Graham, for sports and for non-sports, I'll give you another, I'll say, like movie slash Broadway type of theme to go off the Wizard of Oz thing. I saw the, for my mom's birthday a couple months ago, we saw The Lion King. You know, it's like the second longest run. That, Wicked, and I think The Phantom of the Opera are like still the longest running shows in Broadway history. They've been on there for 30 years. There's kids in the theater now. That movie came out in the 90s, not quite the Wizard of Oz run. But this one theater shows The Lion King every single night, and they always sell it out every single night.
Well, that's the thing. Like with my kids, like The Lion King, they like the newer version. Remember, they made like a remade version like 5 years ago
with real animals. Yeah.
But I mean, they're not real animals.
No, but they look real. It's not animated.
Yes,
yeah.
they look real, and it's like, you know, all the same stuff from the movie. But my kids want to watch that when they watch The Lion King, but like the 90s version, they have no interest in because it's old. That's what I don't get about the Wizard of Oz
thing. Why they stick to the Wizard of Oz.
Right, and it's like with the Wizard of Oz, I feel like any kid of any age has watched that movie and has gotten into that movie. I don't know why it ages so well, but it does.
And that movie starts in black and white, right? Like, it was the first time color had ever been used in any movie or TV like realm. So like the fact that it starts in black and white and then it shows color for kids of your age to stick to it, it is interesting.
Yeah, and they're both like obsessed with it. Fran, do you have something that ages well?
All right, I'll give you a normal answer for this side topic. Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
There you go, Fran.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, she's like 55 now. She doesn't look a day over
55.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, okay. She's aged well. Yeah.
All right. You got a thing for Jennifer Lopez,
Fran? Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful. Who doesn't?
All right.
Yeah. Fran's excited on this Black Friday.
He's very excited.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez. Hey, can't argue with him. Jennifer Lopez has aged well.
Fran, you're in your 20s, right?
She ages 29. Well. Yeah.
But 29? You're into a 55-year-old?
I'm saying, but Jennifer Lopez is beautiful. What are we talking about? Like,
yeah, what are you arguing, Dan?
I'm typically not into 55-year-old women.
I mean, but, Jennifer Lopez is attractive?
For 55?
But J-Lo is one of one, dude. Like, she defies the odds.
One of one?
Yes.
Picky buzzer.
I'm not
here.
Even like, yeah, all right, let's settle down.
Man. But I like the answer, Fran. Good answer. 215-592-9494. Give us something that has aged well or ages well. You're welcome to do that also. Let's go back to the phones here. Go to Dave in North Wales. What's up, Dave?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a couple quick Eagles points.
Sure. What's going on?
I think the Ravens offense can put up 30 points on any defense, so I appreciate the narrative that the Ravens offense will be a great test for the Eagles defense. If the Eagles hold them to 20 points or less, I'll be super impressed, and I hope Devontae Smith plays.
Yeah, Dave, I honestly don't think Devontae's going to play. Now, don't really know anything there, but I don't believe he's practiced this week to this point. And honestly, the hamstring injury, those things can be tricky. I'd probably hold him out, honestly, try to get him healthy for this stretch run.
Yeah. That's fair. And those are all the points I wanted to make. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call.
That was like the quickest WIP call in history.
Yeah. And I think that is really kind of the interesting part of this game when you look at it from matchup perspective. And you talked a little earlier, Buzz, about the Eagles' strength of schedule and the teams they haven't beaten or have, rather. But I do think this week, this is the best test for their defense from an offensive standpoint.
I agree with that.
You're facing the Baltimore Ravens offense. Hey, they're the top offense in the NFL. They've got an
MVP candidate quarterback.
MVP candidate quarterback. I mean, the second best running back in the NFL to Saquon Barkley. But this is going to be a good test for that defense.
I would agree. I think they have, to your point, like Lamar Jackson feels like what Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl year. And like Jalen Hurts' like absolute peak as a quarterback kind of feels like what Lamar Jackson is. Like it's Lamar. He's, I think, a better runner than Jalen. He's a better pass. I think he's just an overall better quarterback. But like that would be like Jalen Hurts on steroids is what Lamar Jackson is. You combine that with Derrick Henry, who's having an unbelievable season. Saquon Barkley, yes, I agree, has been the number one running back in the league. But Derrick Henry, like not to be overshadowed by what Saquon's doing. And then, you know, you and I went back and forth about Harbaugh the other day. Like, I think they have a top five coach in the league. It's just really hard for me to say. It'll be a very impressive win, the most impressive win the Eagles have had in more than a calendar year if they win this.
Yeah, no, it's one of those games that you circle, and from a perspective of standings, it doesn't matter as much a lot of these other games because you need to win your NFC games, and you obviously need to win your divisional games. But I do think it's important from a statement perspective here.
Sure.
Because, I mean,
build the resume.
You're going up against a team who knows, this could be a Super Bowl preview down the line here if the Eagles do get there, and obviously Baltimore. This would be one of those wins that would make everybody take notice and be like, okay, this team is for real.
I agree with that. And I think they're already starting to get that type of recognition nationally. I think most people acknowledge that the Eagles are one of the top teams in the league. Now, going and beating the Ravens in a statement-type game might change a few more perspectives on what we're debating here today, who's the favorite in the NFC, the Eagles or the Lions. It is very important. You brought it up at the beginning of this segment. This game is critical in terms of trying to get that number one seed. Every game is going to matter. The Lions got to, 11 wins yesterday. So the Eagles, at best, can be one game behind them. They're going to have, they already have a one game worse conference record than them. The Eagles really might have to win out to get that number one seed. I would love for them to do it. I think that's the easiest track to get to the Super Bowl. When I'm being realistic with myself, when I look at these games the Eagles have remaining, take the Giants and Cowboys, those are easy at the end of the season, but they don't have, and the Panthers kind of sandwiched between the Ravens and Steelers, but the Ravens, the Steelers, the Commanders, all difficult games here. I don't know, my gut just tells me that they have one loss left in them. They finish maybe 13-14 wins, something like that. They're probably the two seed, and then we'll have this debate again later in January. Can they go to Detroit and win an NFC title game?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't look at this and think, oh, well, they definitely have a loss left in them. Like, I think they can go down there and beat Baltimore. If they beat Baltimore,
then there's no reason they shouldn't be able to win.
I don't think Pittsburgh's that good.
Game's here also,
right,
yeah.
Mike Tomlin's a good coach. I think that team's doing it on smoke and mirrors a little bit.
They're nearly
as good as the Eagles are. Washington, they've shown the cracks. And to your point, like, the Eagles might need to win out here. Because the way it is with the tiebreakers, we won't get too deep into this. But,
well, I'm Mr. Tiebreaker, as we know, yes.
Right. If Detroit ends up finishing 15-2, the only way the Eagles win a tiebreaker against them is if their loss is specifically to Green Bay. If they lose the game to Green Bay and the Eagles win out, then they can get the tiebreaker there. But if not, I mean, the Eagles are going to need Detroit to lose two more games, and you know, you lose one, it's going to be tough for the Eagles.
It's going to be tough to take them over either way. They have the inside track. This is Detroit's one seed to lose, which, again, never a statement I thought I'd issue, you know, utter on Thanksgiving weekend, but that's where we are in the year 2024.
Yeah, and it's a big game, and I think one that the Eagles, to win it, would make a statement. And you look at what the Lions did yesterday. Lions did not make a statement yesterday. I mean, that was a kind of get-by win against the Chicago Bears, and the Bears stink. We'll get into all the ridiculousness at the end of that game, because if people want to complain about Coach Sirianni and his issues, just be thankful Matt Eberflus isn't your head coach.
Oh, my goodness. He is the worst.
Absurd.
Really quick, because our side topic today is things that have aged well. Yes. Something that hasn't aged well, because we have the TV on here in the studio. Going to actual stores and malls on Black Friday does not feel like it's aged well.
That's a good one.
Like 10 years ago, people used to be pushing down the door at midnight. I didn't even feel like I saw any of that this year. Like on the news, on videos, whatever. Like, we used to be a proper country. People would be lining up at the mall at 4 in the morning getting ready to get that new big screen
TV. That makes us a proper country?
No, it doesn't, actually.
To get people lining up at the mall?
No, it was just a very American, like, capitalistic kind of thing to do. Now everyone just goes online. And Black Friday is not only just Black Friday, it's like the whole month now.
Buzz, you look like you were a kid who hung out at the mall a lot.
I wasn't a huge mall guy.
No?
Not a huge shopper.
Fran looks like a mall rat.
I like the food
mall
court.
Rat? You never heard of that term?
I have no problems with hanging out at malls, but that was not me.
You ever seen the movie Mall Rats?
No, what's that? And a Rugrats.
Have you seen that?
I've not seen that either.
Oh my God. I just aged myself again. It's like an
old man Kelly in here.
Is Mall Rats, I didn't think, is an old movie. It's probably like late 90s, early 2000s.
Do you know who's in it?
Jason Lee, I think, is in it.
So Mall Rats came out in 1995.
95.
That was...
Okay. Classic movie.
Before I was born. Was that the year you were born, Fran? It was before I was born.
All right. Well, go back and watch it. All right, fellas.
It looks dumb. It looks like a 90s movie.
Yeah. Let's go to Jamal in Vineland. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I just feel that they're kind of pessimistic a little bit because they don't want the letdown, so they trick themselves into thinking that other teams are better than
them. You talking about Eagles fans?
Yeah, the Eagles fans. You know what I mean? Like the LA Rams were supposed to beat us. A lot of people said this is the strongest this team has ever been. They have both of their receivers available. You know what I mean? We trounced them. The Commanders, this is the biggest test the Eagles have yet.
I mean, it was at the time, but they handled it well.
Yeah, they handled it well. So I just think that because of our history, we trick ourselves into thinking these other teams are that much significantly better than us. So the letdown is a little less.
Well, this is what I think it is, Jamal. Is I think obviously we watch the Eagles every week, so we fixate on their flaws. And hey, I mean I do the same thing. I'm very critical of Jalen Hurts and have been, and because we watch him play every week, so we see his flaws and we see kind of the things that could
prevent. The grass is always greener somewhere else.
The Eagles from going deeper. But yeah, I think when you really watch the rest of the league, though, you see that the Eagles' flaws aren't as deep as a lot of these other teams are. And I watched the Lions yesterday, and it's like I think we built the Lions up in our heads to be something of a juggernaut. And I watched that team yesterday. I'm like, the Eagles can beat this team.
I definitely get you. I haven't, but I watched the Detroit game, and it seemed, I think the quarterback threw like five interceptions against
a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, Goff threw five picks, and they won.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think our defense is the common denominator that'll make us win that game.
Yeah, I hear you, Jamal. What do you got for our side topic today? Something that aged well.
Something that has aged well. I'll say the setups in the mall where they have the Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, mall I still Santa. See them. I still see the kids lined up at the mall, and they scream, and they cry their eyes out, or love them. It's either or.
Yeah, no, there's no in-between, Jamal. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I think that's one area where the mall has held strong all these years.
The mall Santa?
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves to go and sit on Santa's lap.
Are you still small enough to sit on Santa's lap?
Shut up, Buzz. That was an unfair shot to take. Unfair shot
to take. People still do, like, have you taken your kids to go see Santa?
I have not, but...
What a surprise.
Like even in prior years?
My son would be fine.
Are you taking him to see the Grinch instead?
No, my son would be fine. I'd be worried. I think my daughter would
not
freak out.
I see. Yeah, because I was on with Broads the other night. He said they got five photos in with his soon-to-be one-year-old before she started crying with Santa.
Okay.
So the mall Santas are out. I can confirm they're still a thing. But I didn't know, like, like, what's the age where kids stop crying at the mall Santa?
I don't know. Probably three, I think. It depends on the kid.
That's fair.
But, like, my son last year, when he was two, I wouldn't have felt as good about it. Now he's three. He'll be fine. But my daughter, having just turned two, I don't think she'd respond very well.
Besides the fact that I was Jewish, which, I don't know, Santa is not really that religious to begin with. I just hated mascots and people who you couldn't see their face growing up. I would not have liked Mall Santa.
So you,
as a kid,
you wouldn't go sit on Santa's lap.
I don't think I have any photos of me sitting on Santa's lap ever. No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Were you a big Santa guy, Fran? You look like you've sat on Santa's lap a time or two.
That's weird, a thing to say like that. I don't know why. The way you said that was weird. I did it a couple times. Yeah. Every kid did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a normal thing.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
But like, no, you were like, oh, you look like the type. Yeah, no.
What do you think of this impression he does?
What is the type to sit on Santa's lap? By the way,
I don't know. It was just something to say.
Something to say.
Yeah.
His impression. He makes you sound. You know what he sounds like? That's how every girl impersonated like frat guys in college. Is you just deepen your voice? You're like, oh, I'm Tom Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just to make him sound all macho.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's his impression. Does it sound anything like you? No, of course not. But it's funny. It's a good bit.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
What's up? How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's happening?
All right. Listen, I gotta address something. Hold on. Let me do the thing that is whatever. A Christmas Story. They run that movie.
Oh, it aged well. Yeah.
All the time. It ages well, and they run it on 24-hour loop.
I'm not a fan of that movie, Joe. I think it's overrated.
Oh, big shock.
It's an overrated Christmas Story. 24 hours in a row. Who's watching a movie 24 hours
What Christmas movie do you like?
The reason why I like it is I lived that. I actually got my eye shot out with a BB gun.
Oh, no.
A friend of mine shot me in the eye with a BB gun. So that's what that resonates. It's so funny. Every time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, my sisters and all my family, like, oh, you shoot your eye out, kid.
Well, at least you guys can joke about it. I got my eye shot out.
Huh?
Well, at least it sounds like you guys have a sense of humor about it. Yeah.
No, but it was just so funny. And then I loved that movie. It was a good movie.
All right. There you go, Joe.
All right. Let's go to the Eagles. Why are we worried about Baltimore? They should be worried about us for real.
I would guess they are worried about us. It's unbelievable, man.
I mean, this is unbelievable. I've never seen it. Listen, I'm 57 years old. And I'd never seen this. Even when they won the Super Bowl, this team is way better than that team. And they just dominate. And I'll never forget. Hold on. Oh, this is what I wanted to do. I forgot this. When, after the break, we were 2-2. And they said the next five games, all the shows on WIP, they said, oh, we'll be good with 3-2, 2-3. Guess what? We're 5-0, and we're 7-0. This team is unbelievable. They just destroy it.
Yeah, Joe, I hear you, man, and I appreciate the call. And this is the thing, and Buzz, I think a lot of it with this team, because I've come around to thinking this is like a special team. It does feel special.
It passes the smell test.
One of the better Eagles teams. I think that for a large portion of Eagles fans, they just can't get over last year. And I get it to a degree, I think we're at the point where we need to move past it.
That's not it for me. And I don't get the sense that that's it for the majority of people either. I don't think it's a get past last year thing. I think they have more than checked the box through these first, 11 games to say that they have gotten past last year. I think this is the same argument. I remember doing a show with you over the summer, and someone made the argument that the Eagles collapsed last season. You know, it was one of our before a preseason game shows, and someone said they need to play the starters because look what happened last year. And you correctly clapped back and said they didn't collapse at the end of last year because they didn't play the starters in the preseason. That was a collapse at the end of last year because, like, the league caught up to them and they just, you know, water hit its level point, so to speak. This, again, I don't think this is dating back to last year. We all thought maybe they'd start out a little slow. They did start out a little slow. They were 2-2. And at the bye, they've been a freight train out of control ever since. This isn't me about not getting over last year. This is me saying, for this game in particular, I'd be stunned if they went 15-2. I think they feel like more of a 13-14 win team to me right now. I think this does feel like a special season. I think Saquon Barkley has given this team a shot of IV that I didn't know was possible from a running back or any free agent for that matter. I think the defense has looked better than anyone could have imagined. And overall, it does feel like a special team to me. Just the Ravens are a tough team. They're a legitimate Super Bowl contender also. And sometimes you lose close games even in a Super Bowl year. The Eagles lost to the Chiefs in Kansas City the year they won.
Yeah, they did. Fair enough.